Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
3 o'clock hour of the Wendy's Big Show. I'm Rami McLaughlin, along with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer and our two former Packers, Gary Ellerson.
He's always full of surprises.
And Leroy Butler. Who, Radio Joe?
He's always full of surprises.
Young Radio Joe, yes. Mm-hmm. Always full of surprises.
Coming up this hour, you know what I love more than anything else?
What do you love more than anything else?
Being in this business for such a long time and seeing my boys mature.
Like Radio Joe?
You.
Oh, I haven't
Radio
matured.
Radio Joe. Spark
you have a house.
Yeah, that doesn't mean I've matured.
Yeah, you have. Yeah,
I would say so. Yeah, you were living in your parents' basement for 100 years.
But I mean, I was always responsible to a degree in the sense that if I
to
have...
To a degree.
If
I like how he put that disclaimer.
If I have responsibilities to take care of, I take care of them. If I have bills to pay and I have the money to pay those bills, I pay those bills.
Rami, I get Happy Meals every morning.
But there's still something about not living with your parents anymore that goes along with the maturity aspect of it.
It does. And you're paying your own doggone bills, dude? Come on now. Well,
I mean, your bathroom ceiling fell in. You had to get that fixed.
Yep.
I mean,
responsible.
Yep. What, your heat went out like the first couple of months you
had
were
to
there?
Go
first,
that
go
out.
Ahead, figure that out.
Yep. Furnace broke.
You got to get those new windows.
That's a lot of adult issues.
Toilet broke.
Right.
Yes. Yep.
That's a lot of adult problems.
That ain't living in your mama's basement.
No.
Bro.
When that happened at home,
that's
your mom and dad took care of it. You just went back downstairs, grab a cup of coffee, and continue to watch your DVR.
I was just like, hey, the toilet's broke.
Right, and that was it. Bobby was done at that point.
Right.
That must be nice.
Yeah.
What do you mean, must be nice? You're living that now.
What are you talking about? My roommates take care of most of that.
Yeah, Billy does. Billy's on his own.
Coming up this hour, we'll talk with Gary Wolfel, our Milwaukee basketball insider. He's matured over the years we've been talking to Gary. And
you got to be careful how you say that.
At 4 o'clock, OBJ and Tom Brady, same dude. Same dude, and there's video evidence of it at our Facebook page, facebook.com/1057FM The Fan, or on my Twitter feed, at Rami is tweeting. Right now, we want to know, do you agree with OCU Manura or Mike Mitchell about the state of the NFL? This is what Pittsburgh Steelers safety Mike Mitchell had to say yesterday after his teammate, Juju Smith-Schuster, was suspended one game for the blindside block on Vontaze Burfict on Monday night.
This is football. If you want to see flag football, then let's take our pads off. That would make it easier for me, because now I don't got to wear heavy But give us flags for me to pull off, because that way I know what we're playing. You know, I signed up to play full speed contact football, and we're not doing that. I feel like I got to ask a guy, hey, are you ready for me to hit you right now before I hit you? And that's crazy. I'm going to mess around and get hurt trying to protect an offensive player because he's running an over route. Damn it, your quarterback shouldn't have threw that ball messed up. That happened 2 years ago. I'm not joking at all. Andy Dalton threw a ball to Tyler Eifert 2 years ago. Tyler Eifert had to dive for it. I was aiming for his gut. But if he don't dive, he don't get in the head. That's 50 grand out of my pocket, though, because Andy throws a bad ball. And at first, you're taking our money, but now, you know, I got like Matt Hasselbeck calling me a dirty player and trying my character, and we've never met before. I donate more money to Cincinnati underprivileged kids than probably people on the Bengals. So don't give me that name. My nephew goes to school there, man. I take all that personally. If you don't know me, if you never had a conversation with me, don't judge us by what you see on football, because football is my competitive side.
We got to do better as players. When we sign the next CBA, we got to get better leadership as who's running the league, because obviously everybody from fans, owners, players, all disappointed in Roger Goodell. We just got to do better. We can't have a guy where you just hand out discipline on how you see fit. There needs to be a set guideline of how we do what we do.
That was Mike Mitchell talking about the new player safety rules in the league.
He was some kind of fired up, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. OCU Manura heard what Mike Mitchell had to say, the former Giants defensive end. He said, for them to come out and speak the way they're speaking is just the dumbest thing I've ever heard. They're out of their minds. It's OCU Manura. Talking about the comments you just heard there from Mike Mitchell. You agree with OCU Manura? He seems to think that this is the right way to go. Making this league safer with rules like we saw enforced on Monday night. Whereas Mike Mitchell says this is becoming flag football. And more from OCU Manura. He says, hate to say it, but come on. Former players have died and are dying horrible deaths because of head trauma. And you're complaining because the league is taking steps to at least try to reduce it? Make it flag football, he put in quotations, ridiculous. You agree with OCU Manura or Mike Mitchell about the state of the NFL? 414-799-1250. You can tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan. There's nobody I could go to first on this other than you, Gary. You played there. You know. You've taken the beating. You're feeling the effects now.
Yeah, you know, I get Mitch. I get his point. And he's right. I mean, it's tough for defensive players. It's always going to be tough for defensive players. And he's right about the quarterback play. I mean, I think about my good friend Al Toon. Ken O'Brien laid that joker out like a million times, dude. And Al was messed up for a long, long time with this concussion thing. I mean, he was in a dark room, couldn't come outside. His equilibrium was out. He was a joker about 6'3", 6'4". And back then, you can just go lay a joker out, come across the middle. And Ken O'Brien used to lay him out every single game. So it is, too, about how your quarterback can protect you. And a lot of quarterbacks are not – we talked about this a little bit this week. Look how many quarterbacks that are not really quarterbacks that should be in the NFL starting. I think we counted maybe 10 real quarterbacks in the NFL. 32 teams. We counted 10. So just think about how much bad quarterback play is in the NFL where these guys can't or don't know how to protect their receivers, don't know where to go put the ball at so your receivers don't take a big hit. I get Mitch's point, but I'm totally against it. Just because we did it like that 20 years ago don't make it right that we can do it like this today. I think we have more information on what football is about and how guys are being injured, how guys are being hurt, how guys are losing their lives, how guys are taking their own lives, how guys are taking lives of their loved one because of these concussions. So for Mitch to come out and say what he says, he's misinformed. I mean, he really is. It is a tragedy when we lose a guy from CTE. And when he kills himself. It is a tragedy. I played with a guy, you can look him up, Tom Neville. Tom Neville, I got to actually have a picture of Tom and I. Tom suffered from that as well. And basically, the cops came in and killed him because he wanted it. That's how he wanted to die.
Suicide by cop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he has suffered from that. There have been some players, I think, that have tried to take their wives' life or their significant other's life, because they don't know. They don't know any better. So if we can make the game safer for those things to not happen anymore, I'm all for it. That's the bad side of the NFL that we don't want to see, really, after you're done and you're drooling out the mouth and you don't know where you are and you're killing yourself and you're killing your loved ones and you're leaving your kids without a father. That has to stop. If we can prevent that, then let's try to prevent.
What about what he's saying, though, Gary, about that some of these rule changes, guys are going to get hurt trying to not hurt other guys. Like he pointed out, he talked about the incident with Tyler Eifert. He's diving for a football. And I talked about this yesterday. These are very large men moving at very fast speeds. Pad levels are changing all the time. So, that's constant. I don't know that you can... It's something that has to be reviewed, I think, by the league office after the fact, but I think you have to take into account intent. Did the guy mean to hit him in the head or no?
I went back and saw that Tyler Eifert hit.
Yeah.
It was a bad hit. And I don't care. And they replayed that today on the Four Letter Network. He should have never made that hit. He can say what he wants to say about that hit, and I don't even know why he made it. There's got to be a better example than that, what he put out there. Go look at that hit. That Tyler Eifert, and maybe you can say it was reaction by his part, I get it, but Tyler Eifert is maybe like 2 inches off the ground diving for a ball, and he is basically spearing the guy.
Like a missile.
Well, he's hitting him, so he's trying to put a hit on him so that he separates the receiver from the ball.
But Tyler Eifert isn't going anywhere.
No, but he's trying to separate the receiver from the ball upon catching
Tyler Eifert isn't going anywhere, but when you're taking that hit, and we know what the results are. And it's not really, Rum Dog, it's not really about him. We're saving him from him. Because he could be like right now Shazier.
Right.
I mean, you look at Shazier, what he did, which was a good hit, but fundamentally what he did was a bad tackle.
Yeah, came in with his head down.
Yeah, we're saving Mitch from himself. He could have been paralyzed on that hit. And that's what we want. We want that to go away. And what he's saying, I get, but he sound really uninformed of where we are.
What are you slamming your hand for, man?
Jahlil Okafor looks like he's getting traded to the Nets.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay. You wanted him on the Bucks.
I would have liked him.
I would have liked it, too.
Yeah.
Mike Mitchell says the NFL is turning into flag football. OCU Manura says...
And that's that whole... I hate that. I hate the flag football.
You know, I hate it. I really do. I hate it when Average really Joe says
saying,
it.
We've been saying that for years.
I was going to say, I hate it when Sparky says it.
Yeah.
Because now NFL guys are saying it.
Yeah. When NFL guys say it, I have to give it some weight, don't I?
No, because he's stupid.
Okay, and that's what OCU Manura says.
He's straight stupid.
He says, are players really this dumb? Hate to say it, but come on. Former players have died and are dying horrible deaths because of head trauma.
Yes.
And you're complaining because the league is taking steps to at least try and reduce it? Make it flag football? Ridiculous. I want your thoughts after the break, Sparky, and after you talk about Young Express, please.
Are you looking for a new career? Would you like to be part of a Christian-based family-run company? How about a company that's been listed on Inc. magazine as one of America's fastest-growing companies 7 out of 8 years? Am I talking about a successful transport of expedited freight? That could be, but that's not what I'm talking about. I got some other stuff for you. Well, you're in luck. Young Express, the company that we talk about so much, is growing. They're expanding and completely remodeling their sales department. So, if you're interested in doing sales for Young Express, this is what they require. High degree of integrity, energetic, friendly personality, willing to prospect new business via phone, email, and social selling. So far, this goes for any sales job. Reliable transportation, willingness to travel within an assigned territory, high school diploma or the equivalent of, outside sales experience, preferred, but not required. Excellent written, oral, and face-to-face communication skills are essential, and closing and following up skills are a must. And like I said yesterday, closing is a tough deal. What you can expect, 40-hour work week, salary plus commissions, bonuses and contests, generous mileage reimbursement, expense account, health insurance, 401k, strong support team behind you from an ownership on down. You get a cell phone, tablet, and all sales and promotional materials provided to you by the company. And it's a fun and exciting environment and a chance to grow within the company. Apply at youngexpress.com. That's JUNGExpress.com. JUNGExpress.com. Young Express. Success drives us.
You agree with Mike Mitchell or you agree with OCU Manura and our very own Gary Ellerson? 414-799-1250.
Football. If you want to see flag football, then let's take our pads off. That would make it easier for me because now I don't got to wear heavy. But give us flags for me to pull off because that way I know what we're playing. You know, I signed up to play full-speed contact football, and we're not doing that. I feel like I got to ask a guy, hey, are you ready for me to hit you right now before I hit you? And that's crazy.
That's Steelers safety Mike Mitchell over the sweet, sweet sounds of Stevie Nicks and Fleetwood Mac on a Throwback Thursday presented by Master Z's. OCU Manura, in response to what you heard Mike Mitchell say there, says, are players really this dumb? Hate to say it, but come on. Former players have died and are dying horrible deaths because of head trauma, and you're complaining because the league is taking steps to at least try and reduce it. Quote, make it flag football. Ridiculous. Are you with Mitchell or are you with OC? 414-799-1250. You can tweet the show at 105.7 FM. The Fan. When you fire off that tweet, have your voice heard for a Throwback Thursday as well. Let us know who you'd like to hear next week. Your artist with the hashtag Big Throwback. At 105.7 FM, The Fan, and you're entered to win a $25 gift certificate to Master Z's. It's a Christmas-themed nominee field. Larry Harris, he went with Bing Crosby Christmas. Sparky just wants Christmas music in general. Baby Touch, Carpenter's Christmas. I want Jackson 5 Christmas. Gary didn't go with the theme. He wants the journey. Go with one of those or your own. Tweet your artist at 105.7 FM, The Fan, with the hashtag Big Throwback. Sparky, you were chomping at the bit before the break on this. What do you want to say?
I think sometimes guys forget what it's like to play in the National Football League or what it's like to play in MLB or the NBA or the NHL. I think to a certain degree with some guys, not all guys.
You mean guys who have played and then retire?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But I think there is with some players the feeling of immortality, of that will never happen to me, of I'm going to go out there and play at my level. I'll never get paralyzed. That will never happen to me. Well, Ryan Shazier, that happened to him, but that won't happen to me. I know what I'm doing. That was his fault. That won't happen to me. So that's what you have, and that's what you have with this dude. I mean, this dude has that sense of immortality. This dude's telling you about writing checks to charities and helping underprivileged youth, and dude, A-plus for all of that. Love it all. That's great, and a lot of players do that, and that's wonderful, but it doesn't take away from the hit or the style of play that you are. I mean, look, we've seen this before. where guys talk about certain guys being dirty players or not playing the right way or whatever. But the guys that play that way have that mentality that he has. Or Sue, now for the Dolphins. He's another one that's over the top. Only thing about one thing. So some of these guys have that mentality. Now, on the offensive side of the football, it doesn't really exist. I don't think. I mean, I've never come across an offensive player with that same type of mentality. Offensive player is always trying to get rules fixed so they don't die on the football field.
Maybe you had an offensive lineman probably that can get
kind of a little crazy. Yeah, but wide receivers, quarterbacks,
running backs, no.
No, they're thinking of their future, their money, their sponsorship deals after football.
O-line are the nastiest on the...
Right. But they're also super smart. So, I mean, most of them, when you look at these Wonderlic test scores and everything else, where are the highest scores usually? The offensive line. Yeah, mostly always the offensive line. So, again, from that perspective...
Why do you think the Big Show always have an offensive lineman as our guest?
Well, they have the best personalities. We're willing to say the most.
Smartest.
Yeah.
You're going to stick with smartest.
You like that?
I did like that a lot.
Yeah, you did. Okay. But I think people just have to realize the personality and what these players have in their head. I mean, I can get down with what Mitchell is saying. I think I understand his mentality. I understand that's how he's programmed to play the sport that he plays. Now, when he's done and he's retired for 5 or 6 years, 10 years or whatever, and he steps back and he looks at, like Gary did, and Gary tells the story all the time. What game was it? You were on the sidelines, and I forgot, and there was some big hit or whatever on the sidelines, and you could feel like the ground move or whatever.
Yeah, I wasn't at a game, but it was Amon Green.
Oh, Amon Green, that was it, right.
Yeah, I was.
Was it practice?
Yeah, no, it was at a game.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And I'm standing on the sideline, and Amon Green is coming around the corner, and you can see the collision coming, and he's coming down. And it, dude, I swear to God, the earth shook underneath my feet. It was, and I said to myself,
"Self,
did I used to do that?"
Right.
And Amon popped up. The other guy popped up.
Just like that, didn't think anything of it.
Bebop right on off.
You know? Right, but now you.
Crazy.
But now, as a former player, you see that and you're like, "What the hell was I thinking? Well, going out there and doing that at that type of speed?
Yeah,
that type."
Yeah.
So Mitchell, years later, mark my words, this dude in 10 years, if he still knows his name, is going to come back and tell the story of, dude, I don't know what I was thinking with that stupid, crazy quote back then. Because I'm paying for it right now. My knees are shot. This is shot. And I just went to a game in Pittsburgh and saw this and this and this. And I can't believe I was out there doing that.
Staring down knee replacement
right now. Right. You just have to, instead of ripping him, which everybody wants to do, and I get it, you also kind of have to understand the mentality that some of these guys have. They all don't have it. But there are some guys that play with that edge.
With that being said, you agree or disagree with him?
Look, we talked about this the other day. As a fan, which one would you rather see? The fan wants to see the big hits, right? I mean, that's what the fan wants to see. But fans are more educated now today than they've ever been with CTE and all the crazy stuff that's happening to all you former pro players, Gary, after the fact. So now I think there's a feeling of sympathy towards NFL players of what they're going to have to go through later in life. Not by everybody, but by some guys. So for me, I guess I'm on that side. I mean, I work with you. I work with Leroy. I know all the trials and tribulations you guys have with your health and your physical tolls. Obviously, you don't want to see that on anybody. Now, Mitchell is right, though. Dude, you signed up to play this game. You signed up to come out here and play this and put your body on the line and put your life on the line. Mitchell is right on that aspect, Rami. Can't even argue with it. You knew when you signed up what this sport was. It's not baseball, it's not tennis, it's not bowling, it's the National Football League, and these big collisions and this type of stuff are going to happen from time to time. It's not as violent as it used to be, but sometimes you may have a crazy game like this get out of hand, and this may happen. Again, he's right there. But would I rather have the safety of the players, you know, at the expense of the entertainment value of the National Football League? Sure, I would rather have the safety. I don't want to see anybody die or get paralyzed on the football field. There's nothing good about that. That Ryan Shazier injury is horrible. I mean, that guy is. He's not dead. Is an extremely talented player. I mean, one of the better young players in the National Football League on that side of the football, and his career may be over.
No, his career is over.
Well, they're not willing to go there yet.
No, you'll never come back.
Can I ride the fence on this one a little bit? Because I see both sides of the argument. On the one side, the NFL should make the league as safe as they can possibly make it with whatever rules changes that they can make to make it a safer game. On the other side, I think there is a line to be drawn there where, and I'm not we'll just make it flag football guy. I'm not that dude. I'm not a meathead. I understand what the NFL is trying to do here with making the game safer. But I think that there is a line where it's not the same game anymore. Again, I saw nothing wrong with the block that Juju Smith-Schuster made on Vontaze Burfict. I didn't. Guys are going to hit you when you're not looking at them in the NFL.
Taunting you didn't like.
The taunting I'm okay with. I like trash talk. I like taunting in my sports. I'm totally okay with that. It's a violent game. That's part of what made it popular. We like violence.
But that is being taken
Society
away from
likes
this game
violence.
For the safety of the game.
I understand
that. This has
been
going on for years.
But I think that there, and they should, but there's a line where you're doing too much and it's not the game that we have loved watching all these years.
No, it's changing. And it's going to continue to change, and it's going to continue. Sorry to offend Gary. It's going to continue to go the way of flag. I told you both this a while ago, and I'm telling you right now, it's going to happen. They're eventually not going to let you touch the quarterback in this league. He's eventually going to wear red jerseys or whatever color jersey it is, and you're not going to be allowed to hit that quarterback. That's where it's going. Mark my words. You keep having star quarterbacks go out, and these other quarterbacks that are NFL quarterbacks, yes, but they're not a quality starting NFL quarterback. Who wants to watch some of these quarterback matchups in the NFL? Nobody. And they're the stars that drive the league. Eventually, that's where this is going to go. They're going to continue to water it down to the point where they don't want career-ending injuries. They don't want life-changing injuries. They don't want any of that stuff. And more importantly, they want the ratings to go back up. Ratings right. aren't going up with Peterman at quarterback. It's just Brett Hundley at quarterback. Nobody's tuning in to watch Brett Hundley or Peterman or some of the other clowns that are in the National Football League right now. It's not. You have to protect your franchise, your money guys. You tune in to watch Tom Brady. You tune in to watch Matt Ryan and Drew Brees tonight. That's what you tune in for. That's what this is all about. If their backups were played, nobody would even care about this game tonight. So, again,
I think
this protection of players is going to continue and continue and continue. And they're talking about the targeting rule from college, that they're talking about putting the National
Which,
Football
fine.
League.
I'm
and
okay with that.
They're going to.
I'm okay with that. But for the game to be entertaining, for me at least, speaking for myself, there has to be violence and there has to be some inherent risk in playing the game. And like Mike Mitchell said, he signed up for that. He knew the risk in playing the game.
They all do.
I think taking away things like crackback blocks, that takes away part of the entertainment of the game. Like I just said, you're going to get hit by guys that aren't looking at you. The game is moving too fast and there are too many people on the field to take that away. That's just part of the game. That's part of it. You have to have your head on a swivel, and sometimes even that's not enough. They have to reduce the head-to-head hits. But like I was just talking about, with guys moving so fast and being so big, you're only going to take out some of the head-to-head hits, the helmet-to-helmet hits. That's just, you can't prevent some of it. Guys can't measure every to a minute inch where they're going to hit somebody. They're moving. They're moving at great speeds. So I think I'm okay with the targeting rule, but it has to go to review. And they have to have people who know what they're looking at when they go to those video reviews and start ejecting and suspending these guys for targeting and for the helmet-to-helmet hits, instead of having a guy who never played the game sitting in an office somewhere watching video and just seeing a helmet collide into a helmet and going, yep, suspension.
Well, it's
going
to be referees.
Let me ask you this, Rami. So let's say there's a change in possession, interception, right?
Yeah.
The DB intercept the ball. He's running downfield. 20 yards behind him is a lineman. He just kind of jogging. Head is not on a swivel. He gets taken out.
If you don't want to get hit, don't chase the play.
And see, I think that play should be outlawed. To me, that is a cheap shot. That play should not be allowed in the game.
Why are you jogging down the field?
Because that's what you're supposed to do.
If you have no intention of tackling the guy,
it doesn't matter.
Don't jog down the field.
It doesn't matter. That's what you're supposed to do.
You just don't want to get caught on tape on Monday morning giving up on the play.
That is one. And two, you're always taught that there could be a fumble. Something could happen, and possession could change.
Okay, well,
again,
then
you have to turn around, maybe get a block.
Then you can say the same to the guy who laid the hit.
But what I'm asking you is, he's 20 yards away from the ball, not going to make it. Some guy just comes out clean as clock. You good with that?
You just said that
same play used to happen in Little League football, and I was absolutely irate about it because you saw kids headhunting other kids when they were not even in the play. And that play starts in Little League and needs to be
out of
football.
I think we need rules to protect children more so than we need rules
but
to protect the guys
in the
league.
You have to protect the children in order to protect the men.
I see what you're saying.
And that develops the men in the play that you have when you get to that level.
I see what you're saying, but you just said yourself that something can happen. The play can start coming back the other way. Take the guy out of the play, and you don't have to worry about
him. No, but 9 times out of 10, it doesn't really happen.
Okay, well, what if, in that 1 out of 10, now I missed a blocking assignment, and we and the play didn't go our way.
In that 1 out of 10, I'm okay with it because that kid will live. That kid will not be paralyzed.
But in a lot of these situations, and you tell me if I'm wrong. Well, in this case, at least with Juju, this is an offensive player with a chance to get payback for a trash-talking defensive player that tries to light him out every time he gets a chance, and now he gets that revenge. Mm-hmm. Now, go back to Warren Sapp, Chad Clifton, and Mike Sherman losing
that's
his mind.
That's kind of the same deal.
Okay, that's what that was. But that was a defensive player and an offensive player. But in this case here, this is an offensive player going after a guy that's trash-talking and trying
Heinz
to lay people
Ward
out.
Used to do that all the time.
That's another one.
The time. That's a Heinz Ward play. Yep. We going to take any phone calls on this?
Yeah, we all got on our soapbox here this segment. We are going to get to your phone calls right after this. Mike Mitchell says that they're turning the NFL into flag football. OCU Manura says, well, that's just dumb. 414-799-1250. Who do you agree with? Sparky, what's the inherent risk in bowling?
Oh,
carpal tunnel?
You could break a wrist. You could break an ankle. Have knee injuries.
How hard are you throwing the ball, dude?
Lose a tooth. That's what I did.
You lost a tooth bowling?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
How much did you drink?
Yeah, Brock cut his chin bowling.
I dropped the ball and it bounced up and hit me in the face.
Yeah. Brock cut his chin bowling?
Yeah.
What did you do?
Hold on.
Brock fell on the bowling ball.
Brock fell on the bowling ball and hurt his chin.
Everybody.
If the ball sticks to your hand, that's how you break a wrist. My aunt broke her wrist.
Can we go back to Baby Tosh for a second?
It goes down, yeah.
Can we go back to Baby Tosh for a second?
What? It's not that uncommon.
How tall are you?
I'm like 6. I was like 7 years old.
Oh, okay. All right. I thought this was recently. All right. So you probably weren't drinking then, if you're saying.
No, I was not drinking any alcohol.
Probably.
Completely sober and get hurt bowling. I mean,
chances are you were drinking.
See, this is Rodney who doesn't respect.
Slight chances.
No, that's not what I was saying. He said he dropped the ball and it bounced up and hit him in the chin.
Correct.
I thought this happened recently, and dude's like 6'4". Bowling ball, does it bounce up to his chin?
Why would you think
that's the only point I was making.
Why would you think at 6-whatever he is, that it would hit him in the chin?
Because he said he dropped the ball, it bounced up and hit him in the chin. He didn't say when it happened.
That's when I busted my tooth open.
You ever seen a ball bounce that high of a bowling ball?
That's the point I was
about
to make.
That's the common sense part, Rami, that you're supposed to use. That's what Sparky's saying.
Thank you. Castle Lane.
I know you're not talking about common sense over there wearing a Maurice Jones-Drew jersey. Because that's a complete
lack
of common sense. Your mic's off.
He kind of looks just like Maurice Jones.
No, I think Maurice
Jones. That's the first jersey he ever looked like a guy in. Maurice Jones-Drew right now.
He's bigger than Baby Tosh.
Who? No.
Maurice Jones-Drew?
No. No way.
He's shorter than
Baby
Tosh, but he's wider. I bet you he's wider. Yeah. Castle Lanes in Racine.
He looks like a bowling ball.
Highway 31 in Racine is where you need to go. $5 Friday open bowling on Friday nights at Castle Lanes. Also, we've got open bowling on Sunday mornings. Listen. This is the place where you go for your kids to have that birthday party. This is maybe where you go to go have a party yourself, bachelor party, whatever the case may be. It is unbelievable. It feels like a log cabin on the inside, kind of like you're up in Door County or northern Wisconsin, wherever the case may be. Beautiful bar area redone, red velvet pool table that they have. They have the NFL Sunday tickets, so they have all the games on TV. Plus, if you're, say, I don't know, a Raiders fan, if there's any of you left, if you're a Raiders fan, you could have the Raiders game on your lane while you're bowling. No problem. They got all the games. So they can literally put whatever game you want on or whatever lane you want it on. It is an unbelievable deal. And they believe in great customer service, more so than probably any other bowling alley you're going to go to. Castle Lanes in Racine. Phil Anko and his crew do an amazing job down there. Check them out. Your kids love it, and you will love it too. I think it's the best bowling alley in the state of Wisconsin by far. Castle Lanes in Racine, Highway 31 in Racine.
Are you with OC or are you with Mitchell? 414-799-1250. Wendy's Big Show will be back right after this.
Sports Flag.
That's a Gary Ellerson nomination. Next week, Gary would like to hear Journey. The rest of us going with a Christmas theme. Larry Harris, the former Bucks GM, he joined us earlier, wants Bing Crosby Christmas. Baby Tosh, Carpenter's Christmas. I want Jackson 5 Christmas. Sparky just wants Christmas. Any Christmas.
Christmas songs from the 70s.
Christmas songs from the 70s. You narrowed it down.
There you go.
All right. Christmas from 70s. All right. Go with one of those or your own. Nominate your artist by tweeting them at 1057 FM The Fan with the hashtag Big Throwback, and you'll be entered to win a $25 gift certificate to Master Z's. That's at 1057 FM The Fan, your artist, along with the hashtag Big Throwback. Right now, we're asking you, do you agree with Mike Mitchell, who says that the NFL is turning into flag football, or OCU Manure, the former Giants defensive end, who says that's dumb? 414-799-1250. You can tweet us at 1057 FM The Fan. You know, I just realized Chance the intern was here. I didn't see him over in the box all day until he just walked behind Baby Tosh. What's up, Chance? Let's go to Tony in Waukesha.
He used to come in here and talk to us all the time.
Yeah, he did.
Until he started saying guys were from North Dallas. We haven't seen him since.
Tony in Waukesha, you're on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Tone?
Hey, guys. Long-time listener. Hey, I'm going to straddle the fence on this one, too, for two reasons. First, I'm with you. I don't want to see no man in his career. You know, I went to that Packers game in Pittsburgh. I spent over $1,200, and I want to see it hidden because, hey, you know, that's what I pay for. I pay to see a nice, clean hitting game, but I want to see him hit because, hey, I'm paying that kind of money because I can't play football. You know? You know? I mean, I'm paying that kind of money because I'm a fan of it. But then I'm a fan of a nice hitting game. I don't wanna see him half hit.
You know what?
Half hustle.
You bring
you
up
know, I'm a stabbing the fence because I don't want to see him hurt. But when I pay $1,200 a ticket, I want to see him hit.
Well, you don't have to pay that much money to see the Packers anymore, so don't worry. Now, it may when Aaron Rodgers comes back. But during Brad Huntley, you could get him for free based on Gary.
Thanks for the call, Tony. Appreciate it.
I went to a Pittsburgh game. Me and my friend, we drove to it.
Yeah, we know.
I'm telling you, ask Gary. There are free tickets to be had in Green Bay right now.
You just stand around and wait.
From what I hear, it is dirt cheap if you want to make the trip to Cleveland.
Nobody wants
like somebody
ticket.
Might pay you to take their tickets if you want to make the
ticket.
Trip to Cleveland.
There's going to be nobody in that stadium.
If you go to Cleveland, I go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's awesome. Definitely got to go. I spend 3 hours in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Really?
Dude, it's
I awesome. Would enjoy it.
Yeah,
that
I love
would
the
fun.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Yep. I didn't think I was going to like it at all, and I loved it.
They're paying people to go to that Christmas Eve game in Chicago when it's Browns and Bears.
Really?
They're going to start paying people, I believe.
That should be fun. Merry Christmas. Enjoy the game. Hey, I want to do this as a topic one day. Why do you like the National Football League? I want to do that as a topic. I want to know how many people actually like the National Football League for the violence of it. What do you think that's going to break down on, Gary? When we do that as a topic, maybe we can do it next week. Why do you like the National Football League? How much of it will be the violence of the game?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I never really thought of it that way.
If the results are high, that could explain your drop-off in TV ratings.
Yeah, I never thought of it that way. No, we know why the drop-off in TV ratings.
Look, I'll take NASCAR and use that as an example. People want the big crashes and everything else. The reason their highest-rated races most years are the super speedways are because that's where the big wreck is with 17 to 20 cars in it. That's what the casual fan want to see. Now, the core fan, the car dorks and stuff, yeah, they'll watch road racing and all that other stuff without the big wrecks. But the casual fan, they come for Daytona for the big wreck. They come for Talladega for the big wreck. Right? Or Bristol, you know, you normally get some wrecks in Bristol too, but that's what it is. And I just wonder if the way the rules have been put in place, the lack of violence and everything else, I wonder if that's had an impact on the National Football League. And the other thing that I want to check into, maybe I will, the National Hockey League, have they cut down on their fights in the National Hockey League? Are they less now than they have been in the past? That's what I thought. And if that's the case, how has that affected their ratings? Are they seeing the same type of deal in the NHL when they've attempted to take violence out? Because in the playoffs, none of that happens. They don't allow fighting in the playoffs. You are not fighting. But in the regular season, you know, drop your gloves. Everybody circles around and watch two guys beat the crap out of each other. But it seems like they've tried to take that out of the game. And I just wonder if that's affected the ratings as well.
Let's get in Kendrick on the north side. You're on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Ken?
What's happening, fellas? I called in yesterday about this. And Gary, you know, you play in the NFL and I say when these guys like Mike Mitchell say, flag football, you've made it to the NFL. And I look at, you know, that Packer game. When these guys, Gary, you were there, you guys are the cream of the crop, professional athletes that when Antonio Brown, when he toe-tapped, you have to have unbelievable abilities. You have to have, quick twitch muscles like that Kiko Alonso hit. if he was not, he had every intention of hitting Joe Flacco no matter what. And he's going to say, and they say he slid wrong. Well, why are you coming in with just your elbow? You had every intent. This is what I'm saying. A lot of these guys who are on that.
They know what they're doing. They know what they're doing.
They know what they're doing. Yeah. I don't want to hear that. You know, I don't want to hear, oh, they're trying to take football out of football. He had every intention. He ran that, I'm going to hit Joe Flacco. Maybe I don't, you know, I'm going to hit him with something. And he had every intention. So these guys need to stop crying. They know what they're doing.
Thanks for the phone call.
Appreciate it. But they don't always know what, not every helmet-to-helmet hit is meant to be a helmet-to-helmet hit. Right, Gary? Sometimes you might target a joker's chest
sometimes,
and he's moving towards the ground and he gets hit in the head.
Could happen. Yeah.
Or sometimes a guy is, you know, horizontal and parallel to the ground diving for a football.
Yeah,
it's hard to measure where his head is going to be when you're trying to hit him and separate him from the ball.
There's a lot of
those happen in the trenches a lot, too.
Yeah. Let's go to Jason on the west side. You're on the Wendy's Big Show. Are you with OC or Mike Mitchell?
Hey, I'm with OC on this one. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Sure.
You know, I can tell you, I put a kind of unique perspective on this. I played nose tackle in high school, college, and then outdoor semi-pro. And then I also coached youth football for 7 years as a defensive coordinator. And while I was still playing outdoor semi-pro, and the gear that our kids were using was heads and tails below what we had in our outdoor semi-pro, basically rec league. And I went before the board every year and said, look, these helmets are not up to par. This is not acceptable. And the answer was always that we'd have to raise up player fees in order to, you know, get everyone outfitted with the state-of-the-art stuff. My last year, we had 3 kids carted off the field of ambulances. Now, thank God that they were all okay. But that was it for me with that organization. I love the game. I love playing it. But you got to do what you can to protect everybody and keep the game alive. It was the game changers. You know, there were people who walked away from watching the game when the forward pass became prevalent, but when they stopped using leather helmets. I love the game, but you got to protect the players who are making millions of dollars, granted, but they're making other people billions. And I'll leave it with that.
Appreciate the call. I don't understand anybody who resists improvements in pads and helmets. That's one thing I cannot understand. If you want to talk about rules changes, I'm willing to have that conversation in terms of what it does to the entertainment value of the game. But there are people who are fighting these new helmets that are coming out because they don't look cool. They don't look like the helmets you're used to wearing.
Come on now.
That's just stupid. If any advancement in pads and helmets that can make players safer and reduce injuries and reduce the long-term effects of playing football, I'm all for that.
Absolutely.
There's no debate to be had there. You want to talk about rules and what they're doing to safety and entertainment value? Okay, let's have that discussion. I don't know how anybody is going to resist the advancement in pads and helmets. That's just idiotic. Sparky, what did you flip out over there?
Nothing. Just keep going.
Nothing show-related or sports-related?
It's just sports-related. But
No, tell me. You can't have a reaction like that.
Mariners just traded for D. Gordon.
Oh, okay. And you wanted D. Gordon on the Brewers.
They are just going to load that team up so far today. Huh?
If we didn't have to pay all that contract, I didn't want to pay all that money.
I get kind of messed up. What did he just bang his head on the table before last time?
Okafor. Jahlil Okafor.
Today, Sparky wanted Jahlil Okafor. He's headed to the Nets.
Okay.
And he wanted D. Gordon. Okay. He's off to the Mariners.
It's been a good day.
You'll always get what you want over at Lackey and Joy's. That's never going to get taken out from right under you, is it, Gary Ellerson?
No, never.
Never.
Never, guys. Great time to be Wisconsin proud. My good friends, my boys over in the red and white.
Why'd you just get all calm and quiet?
They're heading down to Miami. Matter of fact, I'm going to be heading down to Miami.
Oh, you booked it?
I'm going.
You're gone?
It's going to be in and out, though. I'm going in. I'm going to fly out Friday night. My flight gets in at 10:30.
Where are you going?
I'm going by myself. Flight gets in at 10:30.
What's wrong with that?
You mean somebody at the game?
Well, my house fellow, actually.
His what?
David Wade.
You're a butler?
A house fellow.
House fellow.
What is
in
that?
In college.
Oh.
He means a roommate.
In college.
What the heck is a house fellow?
Dave Wade.
I've never heard anybody refer to it as a house fellow.
Well, the house fellow because he ran the house. He ran the dorms.
Oh, gotcha.
He was over the dorms.
He was the RA.
The RA.
Yeah.
He called him house fellow. Okay, that makes sense.
Okay.
And then Dave and I played softball together back when we were in college.
That does sound like something you'd call your butler.
Yeah.
by house fellow.
So I'm going
to
go with him.
That's smart of you to get in with the RA, though, Gary.
Yeah, I'm going to go with him and a couple kids and his two boys. And we're flying out Friday, get in at 10:30 at night. Game is Saturday. I'm on the first flight smoking at 5:45 a.m.
Oof.
Be back in time
for the Packer game
to do the Green and Gold post game show.
You're gonna be sleeping during the Green and Gold post game show.
It's gonna be great.
Gary's just gonna nod off.
You know when he's really gonna be run down?
Now the only way he does it
when he comes here on Monday, because he goes and tapes 18 TV shows and then comes in here to do a 4-hour radio show.
I'm gonna tell you,
and
something.
Then he's probably headed up to Kohler for the Horse and Plow.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you right now.
12 o'clock game.
Do not mess with Gary Ellerson on Sunday. The Packers lose because A, he's gonna be tired and he's not gonna be in the mood. And if they lose to the Browns and people are getting all negative and wanting to fire everybody, Gary's going to be yelling at everybody on Sunday.
All right, well, let's cheer them on as they take care of business this holiday season. Let's make the festive season even more festive with a holiday victory. It's only a few weeks before the holidays and still time to make it to Lacky and Joy's. Your gifts are your gift-giving destination. Did you see the picture I posted of me and my buddies on Facebook? I was decked out head to toe in Lacky and Joy gear, and you can be too. The entire family, in fact, they have the best outdoor brand sportswear, fleece, winter jackets, snow pants, insulated snow boots, socks, mittens, gloves, and hats, you name it. If it keeps you warm and in style, Lacky and Joy's has it. The brands you trust, the North Face, Patagonia, Columbia, have budget-friendly packages on that too with expert boot fitters for the awesome feeling.
What was that? Never mind, just keep going.
For that awesome feeling.
Okay.
Lacky and Joy's has been keeping Wisconsin warm and dry and comfortable for over 170 years.
That's a long time.
Lacky and Joy's out there.
Starts here.
Or catch them at ljoutdoors.com.
We'll hit a quick break on the other side. OBJ, Tom Brady, same dude. They're the same dude. You don't believe me? Video evidence at facebook.com/1057FM The Fan, and we'll discuss next on the Wendy's Big Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.